The reason why this Buddha's teaching, the essential Dhamma, the essence of his teaching is so important. Why must we come for retreat? Why must we spend time to learn this teaching? Because it can summarize to us all of life and existence, both mundane and supramundane, just within this Four Noble Truths. And this Four Noble Truths, they are very powerful truths. So first and second noble truths are the mundane aspect of life. Because these are realities of life and existence, prevalence of suffering, and the cause of its arising. Third and fourth noble truths are supramundane, beyond the mundane. Means if you cultivate until enlightenment in the here and now, you will realize the cessation of form and mind, which is Nibbana. Nibbana is the unconditioned, like the Buddha said. If there does not exist the unconditioned, then escape from the conditioned world is impossible. Conditioned world need the mundane mind to manifest as consciousness and phenomena. To realize the unconditioned, you have to go beyond mind, the mundane mind. Means beyond the mundane thinking, the thought process. That's why beyond mind, beyond thought. To realize the unconditioned. The unconditioned is the cessation of that thought process, the form of mind. And that can only happen when your wisdom is already developed. Without the wisdom, you can only reach the state of pure awareness. The first thing to come out from that nature of ours, the pure awareness, when you stabilize it, that awareness will be there. That is your true mind. We call it the essence of mind. You know what is essence of mind? When there is no sense data, like no vibration, you cannot hear anything because there is no sound, no music, nothing. Then what happened? You realize there is a nature that is aware of that silence. Understand? No sound, nothing. That stillness, the tranquility, the silence. That is your true mind, the essence of mind. The awareness nature that can be aware. But it cannot think, it cannot come out in deep life, it cannot do anything. That is your sati, mindfulness, awareness, your true mind, your silent mind. So understand that. So when that one arises, that one can meditate, that one can see things as they are, can insight into phenomena, can observe what is going on to develop the understanding of who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. Why the Buddha said, everything follow the paticca samuppada, mind make hade. The mundane mind, the phenomenal world, they are all dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, following this paticca samuppada. If you are mindful, aware, you can see. That's why you understand who are you, what are you, how you function as a human being. And how you have the ability to realize that profound truth that the Buddha talked about, that this five aggregate of form and mind is impermanent, not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why it's anatta, empty, no reality, not what you think. He know you, he know me. That is the unconditioned Dhamma, when you realize the truth and awaken. Because within the conditioned world, the self, the ego, exists. The form and mind, the human being, exists. Even though it's not a permanent unchanging entity, it's subject to the law of karma. It can give rise to causes and conditions within the conditioned world. That's why it can trigger of suffering, misery, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. So this is the teaching. So when you understand all this, you like all of a sudden wake up. Then because the awareness nature is really there, you realize without thought, who are you? What are you? You will realize just the awareness nature. And that one is not a being. That's why I always say you are nothing. You are nobody. You are inside there. No words, no thought, no consciousness, no content, just that nature. How can you exist? That's why it's anatta also inside there. That's why the Buddha is very precise, very wise. He says, sabbe sankara anicam, sabbe sankara dukkham. But the last one, he never say sankara. Sabbe dhamma anatta. Dhamma means what? Both the conditioned and the unconditioned is also anatta. So now you understand that nature is the deathless element. From that nature, the first thing to arise is that pure awareness nature. And that is the one that never dies. That's why when you are with that nature, it can understand things. It can awaken, no more delusion. Then from there, it forms the understanding, which we call wisdom. So when the wisdom that arises through the awareness-based meditation is connected to your form and mind, this form and mind, you say, is enlightened. You can say it's one of the sainthood, first day, second day, third day, or fourth day, or around. But that one is not you. Yeah, that one is not a permanent, unchanging entity. That one is dependent, originating, karmically conditioned. So the arahant is because it has the wisdom connected, no more delusion, and the law of karma also cannot do anything to him. But after that, no more rebirth, unless he is born as a bodhisattva with the bodhi mind, with the basic vow of a bodhisattva, out of love and compassion, the pure mind, which don't have delusion. So now you understand. So this is the deeper part that some kayamita can now understand. Then later on, it will become very beautiful. Last time, I cannot go into all this. A lot of people are not ready. So hopefully with this retreat, the sharing is recorded and we have the appropriate causes and conditions to bring forth this. And going forward, you will be very, very surprised with what will happen.